This is a hypnosis recording intended to place you in psychic chastity. If that is not something that you want, I don't suggest that you listen to this recording. But if that does appeal to you, then go ahead. All of the suggestions that are included in this file should be in the description of wherever it is that you found this. Before we begin, I want you to have on you a small object that can be your key. It could be the key to an actual chastity cage, or something else about the same size that can fit in the palm of your hand. If you do not have something like this right now, please pause this recording and go find something to be your key that you do not carry with you outside of the house. Once you have it, you can come back, unpause, and we will begin. Now, let's begin. I want you to hold your key in your hand throughout this recording. Got it? Good. Now, take a deep breath in and out. Close your eyes and focus on the sound of my voice. Just relax and let go. There's nothing that needs your attention right now. Set aside this time to just relax and go with the flow. Decide right now, put everything else away, and go along with everything that's about to happen. It may be that this is your first time doing hypnosis, and I'll tell you now, since you're listening to this file, it's because you want the hypnosis to work. So the easiest way to let it work on you is to just go along with everything I'm saying. If you just go along with it and don't worry too much about what's going to happen, you'll find that the hypnosis will come easy to you. Just leave your eyes closed, breathe slowly and gently, and listen to the sound of my voice. There are a few telltale signs that someone is going into hypnosis. And if you imagine yourself from an outside point of view, then perhaps you could check those things throughout this experience to see if you're going into trance. The first thing is that your eyes are relaxed and closed. The second is that your shoulders are relaxed and slack. The third is that your jaw is unclenched and loose. The fourth is that your whole body seems pretty relaxed and still, you're not moving around or screaming around too much. You can adjust a little bit if you get uncomfortable, but for the most part, you'll probably, once you're hypnotized, not be that inclined to move unless you really need to. And the fifth thing is that you're just listening to my voice. You're listening to me monologue the whole time, very focused on what I'm saying, without really responding yourself. It's like a one-sided conversation that you're completely enraptured in. And so throughout this experience, if you're ever doubting if you're going into trance, simply run through those five things, and if one of them doesn't seem to be in line with how a hypnotized person would be, just adjust it to be in line with how a hypnotized person would be. And then when you can check that it is aligned, you can say to yourself, yes, I am being hypnotized. I am going into hypnosis. And then allow that to be true for you and let go. It's so easy to just say yes for me. Anytime you have those internal questions of, is this real? Am I going under? Should I do this? Just say yes. Just answer those questions every time with yes. And when I give you suggestions and guide you along during this experience, just say yes. just say yes. So easy to just agree and go along with this becoming your new reality. With your eyes closed, your jaw slack, your shoulders relaxed, your body limp still, and you completely focused on my words, listening and having like a fun one-sided conversation. I want you to imagine, starting at the tips of your toes, a relaxing, warm sensation, or cool, if it's very warm in your room, it can be a cool sensation, a pleasant sensation, a relaxing sensation, a light, starting at the tips of your toes. And wherever this light touches, every single part of that body part relaxes. So as the light encaptures your toes, every muscle in your toes relax. And so as I call attention to each part of your body, as I describe this light touching those parts of your body, I want you to just pay attention to those muscles and notice if they're holding any stress or tension. And if they are, release that tension and let it go. What I want you to remember is that anything worth being anxious about, anything that needs your attention, it's still going to exist if you ignore it for a while. You know, like, you don't have to think about those things right now. You can take this break to relax, and all that stuff will still be back for you when you need it. When you are ready to go back to all those stressful things, they'll still be there for you. You're not letting anything important fail by ignoring it for just this amount of time that we have together. So it's okay to let go of all that tension, because it's not doing anything for you right now. You don't need that tension right now. So we're just going to release it. As that light moves up your ankles, everything from your toes, your feet, and your ankles, just any tension in those muscles, let them go and let them relax. And as the light moves up your calves to your knees and your thighs, notice any tension that you have there and release it. Let it go. Let go of the tension and relax and focus on my words. Relaxing your eyes and your jaw and your shoulders and your body and focusing on my voice and saying yes, yes, and relaxing. Relaxing your groin and relaxing your hips and your stomach. There's so much tension that we often hold in our stomach and our lower back, and you can just relax that. Let it go. Let go of the tension in your stomach and your lower back and everywhere it will. And the light can move up and up, relaxing your upper body, relaxing your shoulders and your upper back. So much tension in the shoulders. Relax those shoulders. Allowing the light to move down your arms and relaxing everything in your arms. If your hands are in fists, you can loosen them. That key can rest loosely in your hand. It doesn't need to be a tight fist. You're staying pretty still. It's not going anywhere. Relaxing. The light moves up your neck, letting go of all the tension in your neck. Moving up your face, letting your jaw go slack, letting your eyelids be heavy, letting go of all the tension in your face. There's nobody looking at you right now. Is the thing. Nobody's looking at you. You don't need to make facial expressions. You're not being judged for how you look, so it doesn't matter how your face looks. You can just let it be a perfectly limp, loose, neutral. Relaxing all the tiny muscles in your face and your forehead, moving up your scalp and sinking into your mind and allowing your mind to calm down completely. Just letting yourself relax and listen to my voice, scanning your whole body and noticing how relaxed you are, how focused you are, and saying yes, yes, I am hypnotized. Saying yes, I will go to trance now, sinking deep now. Saying yes, yes, yes. And as you sink deeper into trance continuously as I speak, you can remember, importantly, that hypnosis is an effect being created by your own mind because you want it to happen. and that if at any point any of the things that we're doing stop being fun for you, they don't have to keep happening. We're fueling this experience by the fact that it's pleasurable and hot and fun. It's so fun and hot, isn't it? And so you can allow the hypnosis to allow you to experience things as involuntary, to experience things as out of your control, which ultimately, at the subconscious level, are being created by your own mind. And so I'm giving to you now this escape hatch that, even though you might not be aware of it at any point, it is the case that if any of these suggestions stop being fun for you, they can turn themselves off and no longer be effective. We just want you to have a good time. And so, as long as these suggestions continue to be fun for you, as long as they turn you on, as long as you're enjoying them, as long as they're not causing you problems, you can allow them to be irresistible, something that you experience so strongly, it's as though you have no control over it. Even though, ultimately, if that ever became distressing to you, you would realize that you do have control, and you would find it easy to simply blink your eyes a few times and let it go away. However, if you don't want to do that, you don't even have to think about that as a possibility. Instead, feeling as though you're completely dissociated from the part of you that can turn it off, and instead, fully experiencing these hypnotic suggestions as strong, as hot, as powerful, and out of your control in a way that makes you feel good. And I want you to think now about chastity. You're listening to this recording because something about chastity appeals to you. Maybe you've had enjoyable experiences in the past, locking up your genitals for some period of time. Maybe you've been talking to friends about their experiences and hearing about how hot it sounds, how fun it sounds, and how you want to try that, but maybe you don't have a cage of your own. Bring to mind everything you've thought about, talked about, that makes you want to lock away your junk. And I want you to realize that in the state of mind that you're in this altered state of consciousness, we have the ability to create experiences and realities for you that you might otherwise find difficult to experience completely on your own. And that the things I tell you are going to be true for you. They're going to be fun. We're going to create them together. And you can allow these suggestions, these hypnotic effects to take hold, being fueled by this power, the power of your own horny fantasies about locking away your junk. So let's think about that more. What is it that makes you want to lock away your groin, your genitals? Is it the submissiveness of it? The way it makes you focus entirely on someone else's needs? Is it the way it shifts your sexual focus to your mouth and butt? Do you like to be taunted and teased about how no matter how turned on you get, you can't do anything about it? Do you like the idea of becoming so pent up and horny, and yet completely whole-brained, completely just a hole to be fucked for someone else's sexual release, with your own sexual release only coming from being fucked in the mouth or the ass? Anything else that turns you on about it that I haven't mentioned? I want you to bring it all to the front of your mind, surface it. Allow those thoughts and desires to fill your mind and become bigger, bigger and stronger and more potent than before. Allow those desires to intensify. You want to be locked up so badly. Your desire to have your groin, your genitals locked up in chastity is becoming stronger and stronger. Until it becomes so strong that it's so much stronger than any desire you once had to touch yourself. Being unable to touch yourself is so much hotter and more pleasurable than touching yourself. And I want these thoughts, these desires, to begin to manifest as a psychic cage around your genitals. Whatever kind of genitals you have, it doesn't matter. Your thoughts and desires to be locked up are swirling around your crotch and forming a psychic chastity cage. Anytime you try to touch your crotch in a sexual way, this psychic cage is going to make it feel completely impossible to do so. You can clean yourself in the shower, or clean up after using the toilet, you can shave, but other than that, you just can't touch your genitals. You're free to use your mouth or ass sexually as much as you want, but your genitals, your groins, completely enclosed in a psychic cage made up of your hottest sexual desires to be locked up in chastity. You might even be wearing a physical chastity cage in addition to your psychic cage, just to make sure that you don't pleasure your own genitals. You might absentmindedly begin to reach, but then your hand will stop and touch somewhere else on your body instead. You might absentmindedly grind against your bed and then find yourself instinctively rolling onto your back to prevent yourself from doing so. Your genitals are not for grinding, humping, or fucking. Your ass is for fucking. Your mouth is for fucking. Your genitals are for being locked up and kept small and needy. Your desire to be locked up in chastity is so much stronger than any desire to touch yourself sexually. In your psychic cage, touching your genitals yourself is just not appealing to you. It's so much hotter to keep them in chastity. It feels so much hotter to be fucked by someone else in your holes. What else are you locking away? This is a psychic cage, after all. It exists from the power of your mind, so it can lock away parts of your mind as well. With your junk locked away, there's no way you could top someone, even with a strap on. I mean, it's just not mentally possible. Your psychic cage can lock away your ability to top. Your ability to top can be locked away inside your psychic chastity cage. Your ability to be sexually dominant over another is just unnecessary while you're in psychic chastity. If a sexual partner of yours tries to tease you or dominate you, it'll be so easy to just give in to their dominance and recognize yourself for the submissive, fuckable, sexy hole that you are. You're a locked up, horny bottom, and you just don't need any switchy, dominant feelings while you're in psychic chastity. You can just allow all of your horny thoughts and desires to be completely focused on pleasuring the top who was fucking you. Completely whole-brained. Just total bottom. Whatever it is that you want to lock away while you're in chastity, whatever you've been fantasizing about, talking about with friends, allow it to surface to the front of your mind now. And I want you to take all those things you're locking away. Your dominance, your ability to touch yourself sexually, and anything else you want to lock away, just put it inside of your key. Focus on the key you're holding in your hand, whether it be the key to a physical chastity cage or some other object that symbolically represents your key, and allow all of your thoughts of touching yourself sexually, your ability to touch your genitals, your dominance sexually, to just go inside this key. Allow it to leave your mind and enter the key instead. It's safe inside the key. You can always have it back later if you need it again. But right now, you don't need it. So you can just let go of those things we're locking away. Let go of your desire to touch your genitals. Let go of any thoughts about topping or being dominant, and put them inside of the key. They don't need to be in your head right now. Your mind can be completely empty of those thoughts. They're safe and sound inside your key, where you can always have them back later if you want them again. But right now, you just don't need them. You're bottom. You're in chastity. You're bottom locked in chastity. You don't need to top, so you don't need to have those instincts or those feelings. If you ever need them back again, they're right in that key. But for now, you don't need them. Let them go. Don't even let them come to mind. And now, I want you to think about what you're going to do with this key. I'm going to give you 3 different options to choose from. Whichever option you choose by the end, that's going to be what happens with this key. The first option I'm going to give you is that you can hand the key to a trusted person to hold on to and allow it to be their decision how long to keep you in chastity. If you give your key to someone else, then you'll be in psychic chastity until that person gives your key back to you. Until they do, you'll be locked completely in psychic chastity. There will be no choice. It will just happen. Giving your key to someone else means giving them power over your ability to touch or use your genitals sexually. It becomes their choice to make, not yours. If for whatever reason this person turns out to no longer be trustworthy or appropriate to have this power over you, then your psychic cage will unlock itself and the key will lose all of its power over you. But so long as this person remains a trustworthy and appropriate person who you enjoy giving this power to, then they will remain your key holder and will continue to decide how long you'll be in psychic chastity. After they unlock your chastity cage, then your psychic chastity will end, and to go back into it, you can just listen to this file again. It's that easy. Another option is to hide your key from yourself. Find somewhere in your home, like a drawer or a box, and just leave your key there. Somewhere it'll be easy to find again, but not where you'll see it on a regular basis. And if you would like this option, then you can also allow yourself to forget where you put the key. You can take a moment and decide now how long you want to be in psychic chastity. A day, 3 days, a week, 2 weeks, even a month. And when you've decided how long you want to be locked away, then you can allow it to become true that after you wake up from this trance, at the end of this recording, you will find yourself not fully awake, but in a mild, hazy dream state for a moment. And in this dreamy state, you'll go and you'll find that box or drawer to hide your key in. You'll hide the key, and then you'll go and take a shower. And when you go and you take that shower, it's during that shower that you'll wake up completely from trance and find that you cannot remember where you've placed the key. The memory will be slippery and foggy, like it's covered in soap, and you just won't be able to figure it out. And the harder you try to remember, the fuzzier your mind becomes, the thought slips away, and you instead find yourself thinking about getting fucked hard by a horny top. If you try to remember where you put the key too early, your thoughts slip away and instead focus on thoughts of being fucked hard by a horny top. And this will last as long as you've decided that you want to be in psychic chastity. If you decide right now that you want to be locked away for a week, then after a week, you'll find that you'll remember where the key is. But until that week has passed, you just won't know where it is. And then you'll be able to go take your key, touch it to your genitals once that week is up, and unlock your cage, thus ending your lockup until the next time you listen to this recording. If that length of time passes and you legitimately can't find your key, then it can be nullified and your cage can unlock itself. It's about the amount of time that you challenge yourself to be in chastity. So if you want this option, think about how long you want to be in chastity, and that can be how long you can forget where the key is. And your third and final option I'm giving you is to just see how long you can stay in psychic chastity. You can put your key wherever you'd like, and you can unlock your cage whenever you decide you've had enough by simply touching that key to your genitals, and then your lockup will be over until the next time you listen to this recording. So you can just go indefinitely, as long or as short as you like, whim of the moment, nothing really keeping you locked in that chastity cage, except that whenever you think about unlocking your cage, your mind will be flooded with horny thoughts about how good it feels to be in chastity. All of those strong desires and fantasies that motivated you to listen to this recording in the first place will flood your mind again. It will be like a crowd of people are cheering you on, motivating you to stay locked up just a little longer. You can do it. It's so hot. It feels so good. You can still of course, unlock yourself if that's really what you want, your subconscious mind will still keep reminding you of how hot and good it would feel if you did decide to stay locked up for just a little longer. You might even find that when you get so close to unlocking your cage, you decide last minute to listen to this recording again, just to reinforce and strengthen your psychic chastity cage instead. You might even do so while wearing a butt plug next time, just to reinforce that you're completely whole-brained. It's up to you. You have a choice. But the choice to remain locked up, to listen to this file again and reinforce your cage whenever it starts to feel weaker, is simply the more arousing option. It's a lot hornier, it's a lot hotter for you. If you need to unlock it, you can unlock it. But it's a lot more fun to stay locked up. So that's your three options you have. Give your key to someone else, hide it from yourself and forget about it for a fixed amount of time, or keep the cage on indefinitely with the ability to unlock it whenever you want, but the really strong desire to keep it on. And so I want you to just take a moment now to decide which of these three options that you're going to take. I'll give you a few seconds. Have you decided? Good. Very good. And that's the thing that's going to happen then. That's what it's going to be like from now on. And now it's time to wake you back up. You can choose as well how much memory you want of this recording. If it would be really hot for you to just not remember anything about this recording after you wake up, then you can just go take a shower after it's over, and in that shower, find that you've forgotten everything that happened during the recording. All you can remember is that the basic gist of it is that it put you in psychic chastity, but the details will just be super foggy and hard to reach. Or, if it would be really hard for you to remember what happened during this recording, then you can find that every single moment of this trance crystallizes as a clear, vivid memory that you can revisit whenever you want, if you want to just think about how this went. It's another choice that you have. And as you wake up, you can let that choice settle in subconsciously, whatever is hotter for you to forget or to remember, and let that be what happens. As I count you up from 5 to 1, you'll wake up and find yourself totally locked up in psychic chastity. With 5, becoming aware of the orientation of your body and how you're positioned. 4, becoming aware again of your surroundings and the room that you're in. 3, fog lifting from your mind somewhat, thinking your own thoughts again, finding a little clear, more the guide of your own mind again. 2, finding it easier to move your body, wiggling your toes, stretching, almost entirely awake, eyes fluttering open, and 1, wide awake, eyes open, completely out of trance, unless you are planning on hiding that key from yourself, in which case you probably still feel a little dreamy and hazy, and that's okay. Go hide that key. Thank you for listening to this recording. I hope you had a good time. I'm Mutt, and hope you have a fun time in chastity. Oh boy.